081 Radha waits for Krishna in the Sanket Kunj at Yogapit. Just as cotton tossed by the wind lands in a stream and starts spinning in a whirlpool, similarly, the breeze of Cupid's intoxication tosses Radha's restless mind into a river of desire for Krishna. Radha becomes even more disturbed by the whirlpool of her eagerness. Radha's mind races to and from the Nikunjas. Then Radha shows the most astonishing behavior. While gazing along the path on which Krishna is traversing, Radha hears the stirring of a leaf and she thinks that Krishna has arrived. Radha asks Brinda, "Has Krishna come?" And then Radha enters samadhi, absorbed in thinking how she will fulfill Krishna's desires. Then Radha enters samadhi, absorbed in thinking how she will fulfill Krishna's desires. A doubt arises within Radha as she thinks, maybe Shyam has not come yet because his parents are still awake, or perhaps Chandravali has captured him. Due to the intensity of Radhika's absorption, she sometimes imagines that Krishna is standing right before her, and she begins talking with him. Then Radha dresses to please Krishna and arranges the flower bed. Thus, every moment seems like a millennium for the love-anxious Radha. Meanwhile, in Nandishwar, Mother Yashoda tucks Gopendra Nandan into bed and then takes rest. Krishna closes his eyes for a moment, gets up and escorts his servants outside of his room. Re-entering his bedroom, Krishna locks the door from inside and slips out a side door to race to the Nikunjas. Seeing the front gate of the palace illuminated by the moonlight, Govinda thinks, many people are passing this way, so I will walk behind the palace on a secluded path covered by the shadows of the trees. As soon as Krishna starts, Brajbhumi lifts him on the lotus of her heart and whisks Krishna to Govindastali with the speed of the wind. While hurrying along, Krishna ponders, I rejected the moonlit path to move in the shadows of the trees. I wonder if my dearest Radha has arrived yet. Overcome by her intense eagerness to meet Krishna, Radhika sees a golden platform beneath a moonlit, dark, black tamal tree swaying in the breeze, and she imagines, here comes my smiling lord, wearing a yellow dhoti and flower garland. Then Radhika informs the Sakis, my Pranavallabha is coming, I must hide. Following their suggestion, Radha enters the jeweled temple. Radha hides behind some beautiful statues of goddesses holding jeweled ghee lamps inside the Nikunja Mandir. But due to her absorption in Krishna, Radha imagines that he sees her, so she quickly hides again. When Krishna arrives, Brinda places two Karnikara flowers in his hands. These flowers make ideal earrings. These flowers make ideal earrings. The appearance of Krishna makes Madhavi Radha and the Sakis bloom like springtime Madhavi creepers. Ecstatic symptoms ornament Krishna's body when he sees the Sakis and thinks that Radha must be amongst them. But when he doesn't find Radha, Krishna looks here and there and asks, where is your Priya Sakhi Radha? The Sakis reply, she is home and could not come tonight. Krishna, then why did you come here without her? We came to pick flowers for Radha's Surya Puja, which she will do early tomorrow morning. Krishna, and how come Radha's bodily fragrance is lingering here if she is not here? Sakis, oh, before we left to come pick flowers, Radha embraced us. Therefore, her fragrance is remaining on our clothes. Krishna, you're lying. Sakis, okay, if you don't believe us, then just have a look. Krishna, Are Sakis, just as moonshine cannot exist without the moon, you cannot appear in this kunj without Shashimukhi Radha. Sakis, ho ho, this isn't Chandratanu Chandravali, but Brishabhanu's Shri. Hence, her bright effulgence can easily make the Chandra fade away, and then you will perspire in ecstasy.